Hello everybody, I'm Alfred, and I'd like to talk to you about the recall election and what is happening now. You know, Democrats are at it again, you know, the Democratic Party. And, you know, this is the same thing that happened with the Trump versus Biden election, you know. Now, there are reports, people who are, you know, non-Republicans, you know, people who are going to vote are showing up to the ballots, and they are being told that they already voted. And guess who they voted for? Newsom, who everybody knows that these people would not have voted for. You know, and even some of the people that these things are happening to are probably going to be Democrats. You know, and this goes to show you why they don't want voter ID. This is why they want votes to be made official. They want votes to be counted without proof of ID, so that they can manipulate things and they can make up things and do all these kinds of nonsense. Yeah, these same people that say they don't want any proof of, you know, ID when it comes to voting, the same people that say that are the same people that are saying that there has to be a vax passport. How does that make sense? How can you say when it comes to voting, people don't need an ID? They don't need to be an ID, so there's no way to verify, you know, if this is actually a real individual. You know, you can't do that. You know, in the name of, oh, if you request for voter ID, you are disenfranchising African Americans. You are preventing African Americans from being able to vote. And there are a lot of foolish African Americans that go along with this and allow the name of African Americans to be used for every evil that is under the sun. Anytime the Democratic Party, or sometimes, especially in times past before Trump, anytime the Republican Party, but it's mostly the Democrat Party that specializes in this, and the liberals, anytime they want to do something evil, they will use the name of civil rights, or in the name of, oh, we are trying to help African Americans or dark skinned people, and all that. That is what they always push. It is crazy. And African Americans just allow it. And then they buy anything they are told. If African Americans are told, oh, you all have to leave in this part of the world, or you all have to do this, or you all have to jump over this cliff for the sake of being black, as they would love to call themselves, you know. I won't even go into the topic of, you know, the silliness of calling yourself black. You know, it shows that you have a problem with open up the dictionary and look up the meaning of the word black, understand where that word came from. But in any case, all those people that look as everything that is put across to them as, oh, this is pro-black, or this is what African Americans should do, and they just jump on it. You are the architect of your own headache. You are the architect of your own demise, your own forthcoming demise. You know, that is what you are doing. You think that it makes sense that voter IDs are not required for people to vote. You know, they should not be required. In the name of, that is how to help African Americans. But you believe that people must have IDs and show IDs every time, you know, vax ID, anytime they want to enter a mall, they want to enter a supermarket, anytime they want to go to any public gathering, anytime they want to go anywhere, they have to have a vax passport. How does that make sense with you? You see, but in any case, this is not surprising, because if they did it before, what stops them from doing it again? You have to understand that the entire system is corrupt. So it's like, how do you go against it? Look at what happened with January 6th. January 6th is not an issue. January 6th is meek compared to the nonsense that Brett Kavanaugh faced. Is nonsense compared to a lot of things that were done to Trump. Look at when they wanted to burn a church, you know, because President Trump, you know, held a Bible in front of a church. You know, look at all the things that were done by the left. No comments, no, that is not insurrection. Look at all the police stations that have been burnt by Black Lives Matter. Look at the different, even courts in certain parts of America that were burnt or attacked by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You know, what happened? In spite of all this, that is not considered an insurrection. That is not a problem. You know, the rhetoric they push is Antifa does not exist. That Antifa just means anti-fascist, therefore it is okay. So, you know, when you name something as anti-fascist, you can burn down people's buildings and everything, and it is okay because you're under the umbrella of, oh, the name of our group is anti-fascist. Therefore, you know, if you're against us, it means that you are for fascism. What kind of stupidity is that? You know, if somebody says, my name is Love, and they go around killing everybody, does that mean that what they are doing is okay because their name is Love? If somebody says that his name is Love and he goes around raping women, does that mean that what he's doing is okay because he says his name is Love? You know, people need to use their brains, you know, and to go against what these people are doing, knowing that the system is corrupt, it's like, how do you make a corrupt system good? Because at this point of the day, you know, going through the legal way, you know, it's a good starting point, but it is not the answer, because the legal way itself is corrupt. The system, the legal system is corrupt and it is rigged. You know, it belongs to those who pay for it. So, of course, we need to not just have money, but we need to take a stance and strategically make moves to go against a corrupt legal system and fight for justice. Because if the same thing happens, you know, when is it going to stop? You know, if this same thing goes through, because, you know, they cheated in the last election, you know, and they made it illegal for anybody to make mention that Donald Trump actually won and that the elections were rigged. And then they now said, oh, the January 16 happened because President Trump said it was rigged, so therefore he's responsible, you know, for the January 6th protests, you know, in which nobody was hurt that was in the Senate. It was actually the police that killed one of the protesters, you know, and they want to paint her as a terrible person. And it was an African-American cop, I believe, that did the shooting, you know. But this is something that, you know, we must take seriously. No matter what part of the world you are in, you have to understand that, you know, if you do not stand for this right now, it may be too late tomorrow. Look at how they are cheating. Who has the power to rig a system this powerful and then ban people from talking about it? The same way they ban Trump. These are the same people who were calling Donald Trump a fake president and saying that Hillary is the one that's won. This is what they were saying for 4 years, all over social media and everything. But now they ban anybody from saying it. You know, this video, I won't be surprised, you know, if it is taken down. You know, but we'll see. If it will still be on Alfred.vip via Rumble or BitChute, and, you know, it's mostly Rumble because BitChute has its own way of censoring. You know, I even have two channels on BitChute because BitChute has its own way of censoring, you know, but Rumble right now does not censor, you know, that's Rumble.com. So the video will also be there, you know, but people need to stand up and start fighting against it, because if they are rigging elections in your face like this, what is going to happen tomorrow? You know, what is the point of voting? This is how they are going against the will of the people. And the system is built to protect these people, to protect the Newsom and co. In spite of the globalist, you know, nonsense that they are trying to push on the world, we need to be smart, you know. At the end of the day, Alec Jones was right about pretty much so many things, you know. That being said, check out alfred.vip for more.